elite Jewish houses like the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, and Maxwell wield religion not as a creed, but as a cover. Let's start with the founder of Zionism, Theodor Herzl.
Zionism had its first organization expressions in 1897 in Basel, Switzerland, in Europe. Here was a man by the name of Theodor Herzl, H-E-R-Z-L. He was the founder of Zionism. He said that he was going to find the state that God promised the Jews. Listen to this very carefully. This man, Herzl, was an atheist. He believed that there was no God. He said God did not exist. Now, how is it that a man who believes that God does not exist is going to find a state that God promised to his chosen people? I tell you, this man is Satan in disguise. Zionism is a satanic movement. It is devil. It is imperialism. It is racist. It has gone and taken the lands of the Palestinian people and through terrorism has driven them out. And through terrorism, it maintains its power. And the United States of America, with over 6 million homeless, sends to Israel billions and billions and billions of dollars everywhere to bomb Palestinian people while homeless people are here and unemployed are here. Zionism is going to raise this war and make the people of America become clear to what it is and become anti-Zionist and stop the aid to Israel and use the money to take care of the homeless in this country.
What of Lord Rothschild, who made the proclamation, "We created Israel"?
When Herzl became convinced that a Jewish state was a world necessity, he set out to obtain the support of the Rothschilds, asking them to contribute both their standing and their money. He approached Baron Edmond de Rothschild from France, who'd supported the resettlement of persecuted Jews from Russia to Palestine. And the Baron's response was, it would be impossible to control the influx of the masses into Palestine. The first to arrive would be 150,000 beggars, and they would have to be fed, in all probability, by me. And Herzl was so upset that he wrote, if a society of Jews cannot be formed through the aristocrats of money, it will be formed through the democrats of money, and we shall let in all Jews except for the Rothschilds.
So Walter received the Balfour Declaration, and I have a copy here, and I wonder if I could possibly ask you to read it for us.
His Majesty's government view with favour the establishment of Palestine as a national home for the Jewish people and will use their best endeavours to facilitate the achievement of this object, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine.
And what of the star that they use? They call it the Star of David or the Seal of Solomon, of which neither one biblically exists. The Star of David is a six-pointed star used to represent the nation of Israel in modern-day Judaism. Unfortunately, Christians have been deceived into thinking that they are supporting the Old Testament nation of Israel, but this is 100% false. And in fact, you'll never find an example of King David ever talking about or even wearing the Star of David. As a matter of fact, the Star of David is actually found in the Kabbalah, which is a collection of Jewish mysticism and esoteric teachings that are completely contrary to the Word of God. The only time in the Bible that you'll find the children of Israel representing themselves using a star is when they would reject the God of the Bible and worship false gods. In Acts 7:43, Scripture says, "Yeah, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Remphan, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon." Therefore, for the coronation of Israel to represent themselves using a star is 100% appropriate, since they openly reject, blaspheme, and hate the Lord Jesus Christ, just as their fathers did.
And another bit of history to remember, if you look at the map, we have a map that shows historically the areas that used to be Palestine in 1946, and then the UN plan there, and then as it shrunk down to basically Gaza and the West Bank, right? And then present, So what does that show you, Martin, that the area where Palestinians are living has it grown increasingly smaller?
Well, absolutely. Of course, this is what it's all about. It's all about the land. And what this map shows you, and I must say it's pretty shocking when you present it in this way, what it clearly shows is that if there is no peace agreement between Palestinians and Israel, more of those green areas, more of that Palestinian land will be eaten up by Jewish settlements. The Palestinians say, if we don't have peace soon, we won't have a Palestine left.
And the Israelis say, we have every right to be in all of those areas.
Well, the Israelis say, look, you know, this is our homeland too, and we're Jews. We have the right to live anywhere, same as anywhere else in the world.
Here we go. Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, the religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws. He goes on, all the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, the sheep will spend its entire life fearing the wolf. Let me say it again. The sheep will spend its entire life fearing the wolf, only to be eaten by the shepherd. How many people do we see on the front, in front of our faces, on the screen, in our ears, being inundated by the CIA mockingbirds in their narrative, Micah 6:16? How many of us cannot see this? Let me put it that way. I'll put a question to it. Question mark. How is it that we don't see this, right? Look who's trying to play the savior to the American people. It goes back again to the old tactic of understanding your enemy. That's what good cops do, right? And if we know the law, it's not hard to detect those that break the law. Common sense comes into play. But what happens if there is no law? Romans 3:20, Romans 4:15. Read them when you get a moment. But what's crazy about it, friends, is to what I'm highlighting here is the enemies are in plain sight. And how are they acting? They're acting out as your saviors. And it goes back to what Albert Pike rightly said. When the people need a savior, we will deliver them up. These are the minions of hell, John 8:44. These are the minions of hell that are telling you that when the people need a hero, they don't realize they're the ones creating the problem, and they don't understand that they're also the ones playing the problem solver by putting people that are on their team up to the American people as their heroes. When the people need a hero, we will deliver them up. And there's tons of them that are in front of our faces, that are being shoved down our ears, literally, on a daily basis, 24/7. Something goes wrong, then they deliver up a new one. Another savior to the people. No, there's only one savior, friends, and his name is Jesus Christ, period. So let me say this one more time. The sheep will spend its entire life fearing the wolf instead of fearing God. See, if they feared God, the wolf would fear them. They don't realize that. Proverbs 16:6. Only to be eaten by the shepherd. Those that have been sold to you as the good guys, they're the ones that are going to be eating you up, friends, because you're not paying attention to the details. Wanted to let you know before we get into the show today, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You want to check us out on social media platforms and you're new and you'd like to go over and see who we are, what we are, and what it is that we've been doing for the last three decades, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to a media resource, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also check out the store and also check out, friends, our schedule. We got an event coming up here in Johnstown, Colorado on August 14th at 6:30. The event will be held by KHNC 1360 AM, and I'm looking forward to that. But again, if you want to check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, over there at sonsoflibertymedia.com, there is contributors from all over the country that are in the culture war, that are actually in the good fight of faith, James 2, 14 through 26. They're actually doing something about the problems. And if you like those resources, those are available as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also check us out on BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. And one more time, if you want to call in, 281, stick to the topic, please, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. I want to make some things clear here. I'm keeping this on the forefront because we had Dr. Tenpenny on some time ago, probably about a year and a half ago, and she said, Bradley, concerning this pandemic that they created, Jeremiah 11:9, and how they're trying to force through fear the mRNA death jabs. She said, we haven't seen nothing yet. She was exactly right. 30 million people are now dead from those vaccines, as they call them. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they're still dying just like she said they would. We have a UFC fighter here. He dies suddenly of a heart attack at 34 years old. And again, folks, I'm bewildered at the American people allowing this, all the while knowing where this is coming from and who this is coming from. And they're doing nothing but entertaining and mocking the American people by setting them up by the American appeasers, namely Rand Paul here, who continuously fleeces his constituents for more money to do what he hasn't done up to this point. And you'll see a lot of these said conservative movements doing just that, friends. They want your money, but they only take it so far. They don't actually want justice, which guards our liberty, because if that was the case, they would take it further, and they would seek justice by enforcing the law against them. Also wanted to let you know we have another one here, rising athlete Natasha Ward. She suddenly dies, aged 21 years old. 21 years old, folks, and again, you're being mocked by the mainstream media, who's doing nothing but appeasing the American people by pulling a repeat criminal, Anthony Fauci, out to act as if they're grilling him, as if they're actually going to prosecute him for the crimes of genocide. And again, I think people need to understand this is not the first round with Anthony Fauci. This man has a long history of genocide against the American people. And crisis after crisis that's created, friends, he always seems to come up in them. And again, nothing is being done. Folks, it's amazing to me what happens when the American people come together and they want something or they don't want something, how the power really lies within the people, and the bad guys know it. And this would be one of those issues, and this would be one of those individuals, along with so many others concerning the CDC, concerning the WEF, concerning the NIH, and I'm talking about all of those that sold this pandemic to you as being genuine, when in fact they created it out of thin air. And we again see that they create the problem, they play the problem solver, they profit from it. How do they profit from it? They steal your tax dollars, and then they give it over to the pharmaceutical companies like they did the last crisis they created, that in fact was going bankrupt, for those that did not know. Well, they're not bankrupt anymore, friends. They're re-engaging. They're coming together to assail the people again on a worldwide basis, and it's for every one of us to put a stop to it by dealing with them now and sending the message that we're not going to tolerate your crimes. That's called teaching men the fear of God. 281-845-4704. We're going to jump over to flock cameras in just a moment here. Flock cameras in just a moment. Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Hear me, the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content. Changed my life.
Content is all happening here.
I come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding.
It's opened so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers.
Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at content.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Dave Krieger, host of the Krieger Files and station manager of WEAG-FM, serving Stark, Florida and surrounding areas. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio is a regular feature on this radio station, as Bradley's ministry has touched tens of thousands of people who need to know the truth and know the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for that, and Bradley Dean, we are thankful. Keep up the Lord's work, my friend.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take up our friend Sal from Aurora, Colorado, real quick. Looks like he may have something interesting to bring here, so I'm curious. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Sal. What say you, my Colorado friend?
Here's what I say. A lot of people say that Anthony Fauci is a criminal, and he is a great, great criminal. But don't forget how big a criminal Rand Paul is, because he made millions of dollars selling remdesivir at much higher prices than everybody else. And anybody that's representing us in government should not be allowed to shill things and make money on it, no matter what it is.
I totally agree. And I'm sitting here with a big cheese and smile, Sal, because I am so happy to see that you guys are out there doing your homework. That is exactly right. I'll give you the last word, and I want to piggyback some comments on what you're saying here, but I'll give you the last word here, my friend.
Yeah, one other thing. A lot of these content creators are saying that Anthony Fauci tried to help us, and they're not saying anything about whether people have the right to choose how they take care of their health or whether they want to live or not and not get injections that will endanger or end their lives.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, Guy. I totally appreciate that. And again, folks, I'm smiling big because people are actually shutting the TV off and they're doing their due diligence. I want to go over, because during the break, I'd actually looked this up because I'm always thinking during the breaks. And what's interesting for people to note is while it is publicly documented that Senator Rand Paul has aggressively used his adversarial relationship with Dr. Anthony Fauci, if you want to call him that, as a primary fundraising tool. It says the exact total amount of money he has raised specifically from targeting Fauci has not been publicly calculated or disclosed by his campaign or independent watchdog groups. Now, folks, what Sal was saying here, for those that are taking the time or wanting to know the truth of the matter, is that Rand Paul, while he's raising money and fleecing his constituents, on top of the fact that he's already getting paid a great sum of money for his position incumbent, his wife, while he's grilling Anthony Fauci, you know, trying to suggest to them that somebody's doing something about the problem. Did you know that Rand Paul's wife was going around the backs of the American people actually buying stock in Remdesivir? Just thought you should know that. See, folks, that's why we have to pay attention to what is actually being done. Rather than just, hey, this is what we're doing, taking them for face value, this is why I continuously highlight the fact that Trey Gowdy's a great American appeaser. Jason Chaffetz is a great American appeaser. Daryl Issa is a great American appeaser. Ted Cruz is a great American appeaser. If you want to call him Senator Cotton, is a great American appeaser. Senator Kennedy is a great American appeaser. Do you not understand, friend? Ted Cruz is a great American appeaser. That's all they do is talk big. Where's the justice? Hey, folks, what happened to all the grilling by Ted Cruz concerning the illegalities of big tech companies illegally censoring people? I just posted last night, case in point. Did you know that I used to get over 600 friend requests a day? A day. I get less than one or two a week now. See, and that's where the American people are losing it. And that's why they're doing nothing, because they're all wearing the same jersey. I cannot wait until the people finally understand what's going on here. Now what I want to do is go over here, because we all know another topic concerning the Flock cameras. Last week, I highlighted the fact that the CEO of Flock said that those that don't go along with being unlawfully and illegally surveilled through a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights by their said representative government trying to set up a Chinese social credit system. It's interesting. The people that are actually tearing down these cameras, the people that are actually protesting their city councils, their county commissioners, statewide, so on and so forth. But it's interesting. People are trying to figure out, well, what's the big deal? For those that aren't not in the know yet, what's the big deal? Well, they're trying to be all the more intrusive into your lives when we never gave them delegated authority to do so. So it's not a crime for the American people to go ahead and say no to the cameras and remove the cameras. But yet the bad guy wants you to believe it's a crime when the people actually take down the cameras. Well, wait a second. We never gave them the authority to do it in the first place. And they should be held accountable for what? Theft. Stealing our money and giving these corporations the right to go ahead and target the American people. Like the Flock CEO, who said that if you don't go along with it, you're a de-Flock domestic terrorist. Can you hear that? I'm not being funny. I'm not trying to be smart. Can you hear that? People are protesting this big time. Isn't it interesting how it's all being aimed at the American people, like I have been telling you for the last 30 years? It's not aimed at a foreign people, friends. Those same people that are aiming at you are the same ones that treasonously allured illegals into the country. These flock camera systems are being implemented without our authority in doing so. That means they're operating outside of their scope of authority, and we need to impeach and prosecute each and every one of them. Not just sit there and go protest and try to put, you know, pat ourselves on the back and say, we've done a good job today. No, if, folks, if we don't put a stop to this and deal with the criminals and lay the axe to the root of the tree when it comes to justice and judgment, Isaiah 51, verse 4, our kids are going to have to deal with it. And that's what, in fact, is happening. That's what's happening. That's who's tearing down these cameras. That's who's dragging these poles with these flock cameras on them. Folks, they have no authority to do it, but yet they're doing it. Here, I want to show you another individual, Thomas Massie. I know a lot of people think that this guy is cooler than sliced bread, but I'll tell you what, it's interesting how he's got a smile on his face, and he seems to be the only guy standing up against the powers that are tolerated by the American people, but yet he's still smiling, and everything just seems to be hunky-dory with him, but yet we still haven't got any justice concerning the Epstein files. Now he's over on the flock cameras. Look at all of these distractions, people. Enough is enough. Let's listen to what Tommy has to say here.
What flock cameras do we have in here?
He smiles about it. He smirks about it. Like it's funny.
Yeah, we could all be safer if we all wore body cameras and head cameras and we had them in our living rooms and our bedrooms and on the street corners. It might make us safer, but it, in another way, it's going to make us less safe. And we cannot be trading our freedom of movement, our freedom of privacy for a little false promise of security. And these flock cameras have already been abused, just like the FISA program has been abused by the FBI. I mean, the FBI goes in there and looks up people on Tinder, some of these FBI agents, or looks up girlfriends that they've had to see if they're in the files. We get the same thing going on with flock cameras. We don't elect angels to Congress. I guess you already knew that. But neither are the people who run these systems. And so we're far better off having our privacy. And so I'm going to introduce a bill that says that we're not going to give any federal money in order for it to be constitutional.
See, now I want to show you how this is backwards here. Thomas Massie says he's going to introduce a bill to stop funding these flock cameras. Wait a second. How did they pass them in the first place without the approval of the American people? Do you see what they're doing, folks? This is the Hegelian dialect. See, what's being sold to you right now is Thomas is going to introduce a bill. He doesn't need to introduce a bill. The people need to rise up and hold him accountable that passed this without the approval or delegation from the American people. That is a crime that makes them criminals. But this is how they appease you, okay? Thomas stands up, says, I'm going to go ahead and sign on to this bill. But again, realizing we don't need a bill, so what is he doing? He's kicking the can down the road. He's diverting, he's distracting the American people. And this guy should know more than anybody because he seems to stand with the Constitution in a good portion of what he does when he's on that floor. But I'll tell you what, folks, when we consider who he's talking to here, the Young Americans for Liberty, what do you think those people want to hear? They want to hear exactly what he's talking about. But folks, we need to understand that these things are not being done. Again, it just reverts back to the same drum that I pound constantly. The American people need justice. Because without justice, you're going to lose it all, friends. And I'll tell you what, those that are sold to you as the saviors of your constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, are the very ones that are playing Judas to you right in front of your face. Remember, the sheep will spend its entire life fearing the bad guys, only to be eaten by the shepherd. Those that you submitted to are the ones actually doing the damage. And I'm talking about these scoundrels that are right in front of your face. Now, let me bring you over to what just took place with Donald Trump. He was going out there and he thought he was just going to smooth the people back to sleep. But what's happening, people are waking up now. And this is concerning the data centers and the protesters concerning flock cameras and those AI centers. I'll play that for you in just a moment so you can see and hear the voice of the people. What the mainstream media does not want you to hear, the voice of the people. We'll be right back.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John G. Lake rightly proposed a question to the modern church. Can you find anywhere in the scriptures that the gifts of the Holy Ghost were withdrawn from the Church of Christ? Neither can we. That's why you need to join us every Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of the page for church at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
You know, there is a good, reliable source of uncompromising, conservative information, education, and inspiration. But you're probably missing out. Now, in our 27th year, Wisconsin Christian News provides hard-hitting news and commentary. And we're a national newspaper. The Wisconsin in Wisconsin Christian News simply means we're based. But our content is for all Americans. Request your free sample copy by emailing the publisher at rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and kick off a couple things here again. The enemies are in plain sight, acting out as your saviors, America. I want you to remember something when I play this for you. You know, it's, hang on a second, 281-845-4704. I'm scrolling during the break here. A Georgia deputy accused of misusing surveillance camera, fired, arrested. People, you need to understand that bad cops, not good cops, there's always 10% bad apples in any organization, but the bad cops are using these flock systems to track their wives and to stalk women. No joke. It reminds me of the TSA, who's also, it's a pretended authority, just like this. Folks, they don't have the authority to do it because it violates the Fourth Amendment. But has anybody taken the time to see who's violating their positions in the TSA? A good majority of them. They're a bunch of scoundrels, friends. They've never stopped one terror attack. Never one time. And if they were going to do that, they would have upheld the Constitution and went to the top and put a stop to what the government is doing against the people by working in the TSA in the first place. But that's not what they've done. You see, when you understand, at least in part, what the law says, you know who your enemy is, friends. And those are the ones that are violating the law. Now, let me go over to the father of the vaccine. Remember, 30 million people dead today because of those mRNA death shots. And I want you to see how Donald thought he was going to go about, and he was just going to smooth everybody back to sleep. And I want to show you how it didn't work, okay? The people are protesting the flock cameras in the data centers. As a matter of fact, when Donnie started to talk, the people started to talk over him. He had to quit talking, people. Okay, so what's happening, folks? Every time the people unite, what happens? They win. Let me say it again. Every time the people stand up and put, I mean, just think about it. Can you imagine all the people that say that abortion is completely immoral? I mean, outside of the fact that it's illegal and God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17, can you imagine the country standing up and saying no to it? Oh, it'd stop tomorrow. Can you imagine the people taking these pedophiles by the scruff of the neck concerning those that are being protected right now by this current administration? I'll play an audio video for you, not coming from me, but someone that's on the inside in just a second here so you can understand exactly what's going on the inside. But can you imagine the people in this country saying no more to this in obedience to the Lord? Because ultimately, that's why the American people are under the judgments of God in America. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Ken, I'm going to go ahead and pull you up, my friend from West Virginia. It's all yours. Can you make it quick, please? I've got much to cover.
Yes, sir. You made the point about Thomas Massie introducing a bill to defund the flock cameras. Now, how many times have people seen a bill being introduced to defund something? It lingers in the House for months and months, and then, oops, I'm sorry, it didn't pass, right?
Yep. Over and over.
You got a point.
Yep. And it's there to fatigue the people into compliance, Ken. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
God bless you, Bradley. Thank
you, man. I appreciate you, Ken. We got a new caller, and I totally love it. And he's coming out of WEAG out of Florida there. And that is Dave Krieger, my friend over there that manages that radio station. And so we just appreciate callers. 281-845-4704. Good point, my friend. Good point. Let me go over to something you may or may have not heard or seen, but a lot of people are saying, you know what, we're thinking about putting J.D. Vance as the president second time around. Now, isn't it interesting that nobody knows who J.D. Vance is? Isn't it interesting how many times J.D. Vance has had to change his name? Isn't it interesting how he used to call Donald Trump Adolf Hitler? And how he would vote for Hillary Clinton. And now somehow or another, he's been sold to the American people as a conservative. Well, the enemies are in plain sight, acting out as your savior. Listen to this one, people, because I think this will give you a little understanding as to who J.D. Vance is and his part to play with these flock cameras. Just ask his boss.
James Donald Bowman. I mean, James David Hamill. Oh, I'm sorry, J.D. Vance.
All of his different names are appearing.
Which is what he goes by now after he published his book, Hillbilly Elegy. But how did a venture capitalist become the vice president of the United States, the second most powerful position on the planet, in just 3 short years? If your answer was money and foreign influence, you were right. J.D. Vance, before he was an Ohio senator, worked for his mentor, Peter Thiel. And you might know Peter Thiel as the co-founder of Palantir Technologies, which has deep contracts with the Israeli military and intelligence agencies. Their AI-powered surveillance and targeting systems are actively being used by the IDF in Gaza and the West Bank. J.D. Vance received $15 million in campaign donations by Peter Thiel in 2021 that helped him take a Senate seat in Ohio.
So is that the kind of guy that you want to be the next president of the United States of America? He's the vice president. Oh, let's move over really quick to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think people are going to be pleased to hear this again. Am I a fan of hers? Nope. Do I trust her? Nope. I think she's another one that is just merely out there keeping the people distracted. But is it true what's being told? Yes, in part. But again, notice that she's getting a free hand to do the things that she's doing as well when she covers the topic. What topic, Bradley? Donald Trump.
About releasing the Epstein files. I'm like, this is a no-brainer. President Trump will just roll them out on a big cart himself. Stacks and stacks and stacks of the Epstein files, because obviously Bill Clinton is all in there. And Hillary Clinton, that's what I had been told all along, right? Well, it was the most shocking thing when I sat in a conference meeting and I learned that the president didn't want to release the Epstein files. I was like, what? Yeah, come to find out, he was very much against it. So we kept on trying and kept on talking about it. And then the president told Mike Johnson, no, do not bring that resolution to the floor for a vote. He told the Rules Committee, and Johnson told the Rules Committee, no, you will not mark up any bill in the Rules Committee that will allow the Epstein files to be released. And the resistance built and built and built. He told Pam Bondi, don't release the Epstein files. He told everybody, don't release the Epstein files. So we persisted. Because that's what we promised. That's what we campaigned on. Transparency and accountability. Especially to pedophiles. How is that complicated? So it got to be such a gigantic amount of resistance coming from the president and the speaker and everyone, the DOJ. I said, fine, I'll do the unthinkable. I'll go over there and I'll sign my name on a discharge petition that all the Democrats are signing their name on. Talk about crossing the aisle. Me, a general in the MAGA army, crossing over to sign my name with a bunch of Democrats? Yeah, I did. Because women were raped when they were 16 and 14 years old.
It's not just women, people.
And he was a convicted pedophile, and we knew there were many with him. So I signed my name on the discharge petition. Oh, did I get my name on the naughty list then? Let me tell you. That became a real issue at the White House. Well, I'll never forget it. I was in my office in the Rayburn building, and I got a phone call from the president. And he was at the White House, and he wanted to talk to me about the discharge petition that I'd signed my name on. And he said, Marjorie, you're going to have to take your name off that discharge petition. We can't let, this is a hoax. We can't carry this. This is a hoax. It's a Democrat hoax. And we've got to just put this away and stop doing this. And he said, my friends are going to get hurt. He said his friends would get hurt if we release the Epstein files. He said, Marjorie, these are good people. These are people you know at Mar-a-Lago. People in Palm Beach, they're going to get hurt by this. And I said, Mr. President, people have been hurt. These women have been hurt. I said, have you talked to them? I said, you should talk to them. You should have them in the Oval Office, Mr. President. You have everybody in the Oval Office. You have sports teams. You have world leaders. You have Al-Qaeda terrorists that are now leading Syria. You have Mom Donnie. I mean, you have everybody in the Oval Office. Surely you can have these women who were raped as teenagers, talk to them. I talk to them all the time. As a matter of fact, many of them voted for you. That's what I told them. They voted for you. Epstein victims voted for Donald Trump. And he wouldn't have anything to do with them. And he told me his friends would get hurt. And I said, not taking my name off the discharge petition. Because this crosses party lines. It crosses, as a matter of fact, it crosses all the lines.
Crosses the Lord's
lines. When it comes
lines.
Down to victimizing some of the most innocent people in America, these were young girls that were teenagers that desperately wanted to be
I don't know why she keeps avoiding the obvious friends, but a majority of them are young boys. I'm talking young children, boys. There's a lot of those boys coming forward, too, and naming names. So while she keeps reverting back to young teenage girls, it should be a cause for question to dig in deeper, friends, because she's not telling you the whole of it.
One day, they wanted to be seen as beautiful. They wanted to be rich. They wanted to be famous. And of course, every teenager wants things like that. And they were victimized.
See,
by
she's
Ghislaine
she's
Maxwell
making light of
others.
The crime here,
they
friends.
They were victimized by the richest, most powerful men, not only in our country, but in the world. And they were used by Jeffrey Epstein as sexual tools for his own satisfaction and his friend's satisfaction. To actually be asked by the President of the United States to back off and not help these women, that's when MAGA died. That's when the entire thing shattered for me.
What a total surprise.
You know, folks, you should ask the question because, you know, when you watch that and you listen to that, it's interesting how she makes light of it and trying to point it to young girls that want to be rich and famous and then to say, who doesn't want that? No, friends, it's way deeper than that. It's way darker than that. It really is. Luke 17, too. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Sam. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSRadio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Boy, oh boy, that time just flies, doesn't it? It really does. Okay. We're talking about, friends, the enemies are in plain sight, acting out as your saviors. I do think people are aware now because they've lost the narrative. So what you're going to see, and just go ahead and mark my words, write it down, write down the date. You're going to see the government act out in a more totalitarian, authoritarian way because they've lost the narrative. And what I'm talking about, friends, is you do realize all of this distraction, working of bringing Anthony Fauci into the picture again, only to distract. All these distractions are put in place to keep you off and your eyes off of what your said representative, treasonous government, and I'm talking about those that are responsible for it, how they just signed on to integrate with the IDF. That means the IDF, modern-day geographical Rothschild's Israel, integrated with our military. Now, remember, our military won't fire on the American people. So they need to get people inside that will fire upon the American people. What a better way to do it? What a better way to do it? I mean, to do this, friends, it's pretty crazy what's going on here. But I'm saying that for the very purpose that I was going to cover much of this today. And again, thank you for the phone calls. I'll always make it your radio program. But with that, I didn't really get to tap into a lot of what I wanted to tap into. Now, I'm going to get to something else here, and I want to play this for you concerning what it was that we were going to hit. Not that it didn't have anything to do with what the headlines are, because we could talk about that all day, every day of the week. But you guys, you have to understand that what's going on in America right now with some of these provocateurs that are paid provocateurs that are again being sold to the American people as saviors. There's a lot of them. If it's not your talking heads, which it's almost every single one of them that you know of right now, they're your controlled opposition. And it goes back to, again, and I can say it 1,000 times, but it's not tedious for me again to remind you of this, friends, that the best way to control the narrative or the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And we see what they call the right and the left playing off of each other constantly. But again, nobody's ever brought to justice. And how do you fill the seats, folks? You promote the fight. And that's what they do all day long. But I do want to go back and highlight one of these paid provocateurs, because there's so many of them out there today that the American people actually think that they're there for them. One such individual is a guy by the name of Jake Lang. Now, I don't know if you guys know who Jake Lang is, but Jake Lang, outside of the fact that he's goofy, you do know that Jake Lang, for those that don't, you are going to know now, Jake Lang is a Zionist. You do understand that, right? And he's a paid provocateur. And you know that Jake Lang, here, I'm going to pull some pictures up here for you. I'll paint the picture, affiliates. But I got some pictures up of old Jake kissing the wall in the Western Wall in Jerusalem. Been there, have the hat, have the t-shirt. Never did anything like that. Okay? And it shows you what he's a part of. But yet, how are they selling him to the American people? Well, they're selling him to the American people as a savior, one that's had enough. And what is he doing? He's out there inciting a warfare between Muslims and Christians. Now, he's dropping on the people out there that are taking his bait, and how you don't have any discernment in this case, it bewilders me to no end. But he calls himself a Christian while he's dropping the F-bomb. I mean, how does that jive? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? And out of his heart, the Bible says that the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it, right? And so again, holding to scripture, when he's kicking the F word out of his mouth, it shows you exactly who he is, and he's not a Christian. So I'm showing you him at the wall. He is a Zionist. He's a paid provocateur. He's trying to incite violence between Christians and Muslims. So what he's doing is he's going into these Muslim communities, and he's actually using a megaphone, and he's stirring up these Muslims to the point where now, just recently, they actually picked up rocks and started to stone him. Now, are you condoning that? Absolutely not. Hey, folks, if you left it up to me, I would say to every one of these that have been treasonously allured into this country, the first ones I would go for were the said Judases that allured them into the country in the first place through a violation of Article 3, Section 3, which is an act of treason. Luke 22:48, there's your scriptural reference. and then I would take the illegals and then remove them, okay? Let's not ignore the first before we get to the second. So let's go back over to Jake, and I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this. This is this dummy going out and about, and you have all these conservatives thinking, all right, Jake, that's awesome that you're doing that. This is great. I love what you're doing, man. We need to be a part of what you're doing. What people don't realize is he is pulling the Christian community into the war that he's trying to create. That's what he's doing. Now, we can do this lawfully, friends. It doesn't have to be lawless. It can be lawfully. I want to go ahead and play this for you. Check this out. And it's a video. I can't play the audio because of all the swearing going on. But what happened is some of these communities, friends, these Muslim communities have had enough. I'm not justifying it again. I want to make clear. I have a problem with them throwing rocks. I have a problem with them picking up rocks and doing what it is that they're doing here, folks. But you know what? He's doing it. But, you know, the problem is he didn't expect anybody to throw any rocks at him. He wanted others to throw rocks at the Christians. So when enough people got hurt, he would go ahead and create domestic insurrection, just like the mainstream media. And don't tell me I'm lying to you, friends. Look at who's picking him up and giving him all the attention that he needs. Who is it? It's the mainstream media. It's the Alex Joneses of the world, the CIA assets, friends. That's who's picking him up and giving him, and every single one of them, friends, you do understand, are traitors to this country without a doubt. Without a doubt. But Americans, we need to stand up and understand that these are paid provocateurs trying to create domestic insurrection and nothing short. Like I said, we can do this in a lawful way, or we can do this in a lawless way. But I can tell you right now, at the end of the day, this is, and the mainstream media will use it as a wedge against Christians if this were to succeed. So please pay attention to who you're backing, friends. Wanted to bring something up here concerning Alex Jones. I'm sure you've all seen, in Rumble, by the way, too, but I'll bring that up in a moment. We have Alex Jones here, who's a sellout, who's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, who was allegedly deplatformed, but somehow or another, the mainstream media and all the useful idiots, again, gave him all the attention that he needed. He wasn't being deplatformed. He was being promoted, friends, making $90 million a year. Why? Because everybody's got a free flow to Alex Jones, don't they? Yes, they do. Everybody else is being censored except who they don't want censored. But what I want to show you here, friends, is Alex Jones here. Interestingly enough, I think I said Newman. If I said that, Newman's my friend. Alex Jones is not. But Alex Jones here, about a month and a half ago, I had highlighted him and Russell Brandt. You know who Russell Brandt is? He's the comedian who's been now charged with several counts of sexual rape and harassment. And yet somehow or another, Rumble gives him all the attention that he needs. See, they're all a part of the same team, friends. That's what this is. But did you see the picture with Alex Jones, and Russell Brandt? Alex takes his shirt off, and so does Russell Brandt. And interestingly enough, Russell Brandt gets behind Alex and jumps on his back. And yet there's people out there in the radio world that don't have enough common sense to understand that this guy, since the beginning, has been a part of the problem. And if that doesn't get any clear for the American people to understand who he is, I don't know how to help you. Well, let me add insult to injury here. I have a picture pulled up right now of Alex Jones hanging out with the man pretending to be a woman. Now, again, friends, don't they sell these guys as your savior? Oh, yeah, they do. But where have they brought you, Americans? I'm asking you. You're going to have to answer the question. Where have they brought you? Have you ever heard them, a one of them, ever make reference to the Constitution, the law that condemns the crimes of those that they're highlighting? I'm asking. Ever one time? Nope. Nope, not a one of them. Let me ask you the same thing for Candace Owens. Nope. The Mason. She calls herself the Mason. The list goes on. Folks, you have to understand those that have been sold to you as the saviors in the mainstream media, they are not your friends. The way that you know who they are friends are those that have been demonized for real by the mainstream media, not promoted